you should listen to Random Girl, because she is the most random person ever. And if you don't, I'll come over, and I will kill you. Yep, kill you. Okay, bye!
Is it working? Is it working? Yeah. Working? Hello? I don't see the things go... Oh, there they are. Okay. Hello? Hi! Okay, cool. Hey.
This is Random Girl.
Yes, that's obviously not my real name. Yeah. Because that would be totally... I would hate the parents to give... Yeah. Imagine being a kid and your name was actually Random Girl. And that's what they named you. That'd be horrible. Like, I would hate that. Because that'd be... that'd be random. Obviously. And this podcast is... about random things. Who would have guessed, eh? Yeah. So... well... this is my first podcasting thing. Hopefully I'll get better at it, because I have no idea what in the world I'm doing. Like, what should I talk about? Blah, 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 blah. Like, when I was first doing this, I was like, okay, planned it out, get what you're doing, and just do it. But I can't do that, because I can't plan things out. No. All my life I couldn't do that. I'm disorganized. Messy. Oh, sorry, cat. Oh, that's one of those subjects. I'm really disorganized and everything. Even talking, I'm disorganized. Like, I'll just skip the next thing and everything. And just be like, oh, look, a butterfly. Yeah, random as that. So I guess the name Random Girl actually is a good suiting for this. So, first thing I want to talk about is nothing. Let's talk about nothing. But when we're talking about nothing, we're talking about something. So we'll not talk about nothing. We'll talk about Casper. Casper is a 12-year-old cat. And every day at 10:55 a.m., he boards a bus outside of his home. He lives in Plymouth, Devon, or whatever that is. I think it's like U.S. or Canada. I have no clue. But he, like, goes on this bus every day. Bus driver lets him on, 10:55 a.m., he goes up, gets on the bus, and then leaves, like, when the bus gets to his house. But he, like, goes and, like, on this bus, in the back seat, just chills right there and be like, hey people, I'm sitting here. Probably doesn't say that though, because cats don't talk, but anyways. So he gets on the bus and just sits there. He sometimes plays with people, I guess, nips at their legs. Kyle's is a little bit of ruckus, but not that much. And then he just chills and gets off. The bus passes a historic dockyard, a naval base, a city center, several suburbs, and the city's red light district. And, like, all the first bus drivers now look after him and know when he's coming on and everything, because he's been doing it for so many times. There's even a sign that says, like, to watch out for him, be nice to him in the bus stop sign, like, bus stop signs and, like, the bus department, because, like, he does it, like, all the time. And he just chills out, be's cool, and all that jazz and stuff, but... yeah. Like, I wish the Casmian and Uncle have they. I wish they had, like, that kind of cool tricks and stuff. I don't know. I wish I could go on the bus. I can't even go on the bus. I'm scared to go on the bus. And since I am maybe coming out here in Edmonton to live, I have to go on the bus to go to school, which I am not excited about at all, in the least. Nope. Not one bit. I hate buses. They scare me. You can die on the bus. Seriously. Like, someone could come and rape you, or to steal you, or something. They could just kill you on the bus. But, well, it's most likely that they won't kill you on the bus, just kidnap you or something and take you off the bus. Like, they could be, like, flashing you a knife, and then be like, come on, let's go. You're coming with me, or something like that. But, yeah. I don't like buses. I have to take the bus for, like, half an hour or two to just get to the school, which is... I'm scared of school, too. Because the school, it's huge. Compared to my other 900-student school, it was pretty good. Knew most of the people. went outside, hung out with the smokers. I used to be a smoker, but this school, no small people, not 900. Let's say about like 2,000 people. Yeah, that's not fun at all. I'm gonna get lost. Because the school supposedly has like an octopus hallway thing. It's just one big main thing in the middle, and then all these hallways spreading off in it. That's great. I'm probably going to die, like going down the hallway or something. Hopefully not, though, because that'd be quite terrible. I don't want to die. No, not at all. But that's going to be like the most horrible thing ever. I don't want to do it. Starting a new high school is like one of the most horrific and hateable things I think to ever do, because like you don't know anyone and everything, and you're just like going into a new school. There could be like people there to like come and kidnap you or kill you, or there could be bullies, or yet again you can make a lot of friends. You can be like a hit new person there or something. Which, I don't know if it'll happen to me. I'm quite shy at first. I have no idea why I'm doing a podcast, since shy people don't really do that, but I'm hiding behind a mic, behind a computer, behind my hand, because if you've seen the pictures, I don't really show my face. I'm not planning to any time. Only my close friends will know about this, maybe, like, who I am. But then I'll just post it on some websites and be like, oh, look at this, yep, that's me. So, I don't even know if this is interesting you at all. Nope. No clue. I don't even know if you're fast-forwarding it. Maybe you are. Maybe you're just tired of my voice. Oh, sorry. My voice is cutting out. Maybe that's a sign that you should stop listening and just move on to something more exciting and everything. So, I don't know. It's really up to you and everything, because you're the one listening to this. But, okay, I just clicked on my stumbling thing, and Secrets of Anti-Aging from a 105-year-old woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, there's a lot of reading. I don't really want to read. Oh my god, that's a lot of reading. So, if you want to learn about anti-aging, just go to anti-aging. Okay? Go to, Empower. E-M-P-O-W-E. Oh no, wait. E-M-P-O-W-H-E-R. Yeah. Go there. Look up anti-aging if you want anti-age. Hopefully my listener base is not like 50-year-old women, men, just reading. I don't know. Well, you could be. I don't care. But really, I'm just doing this for fun. And yeah. So I hope you have had a fun time listening to this podcast. This podcast is quite short because this is just a practice one, and later on I'll be having phone calls from people talking about things. Hopefully that'll be a lot more fun. Hopefully. Not saying it will be. Nope, not promising anything, because I'm not going to promise anything on this site. Except I do promise that... No, I don't promise anything. At all. Sorry. So, hopefully maybe you'll tune in another time. No idea if you will. None at all. Just putting it out there that maybe you should. And, oh, no. You know what you should do? You should tell me what I should talk about. Like, give me stuff to talk about. How to talk, well, not how. Give me some subjects that you want me to talk about or something like that. I don't know. Because I'll get some people up soon. And then we'll talk about it. Whatever you want. I don't care. Okay? Just send me a subject. We'll talk about everything to do with that subject. Okay? Oh, look, the virtual body. Maybe that'll be the next subject. I do not know. So, I'll leave you with some maybe other stuff, random things. I don't know. But thanks for listening. This is podcast one. Random shit. That's what it's called today. So, whatever you're doing, have fun doing it. I'll catch you again. This is Random Girl, signing out.